The Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, has appealed to employers to facilitate remote working for employees. Dr. Houlihan described the situation in the country's hospitals as stark and said people should not go into work this week if they can work from home. Sinead Crowley reports.
Yesterday, 13 additional deaths were reported from COVID-19 and 2,944 new infections. That number is a slight decrease on previous days. However, the pressure on the country's hospital system is continuing. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Tony Houlihan described the current situation in hospitals as stark and urged people to stay at home, asking workers to work from home if possible and employers to facilitate that. Meanwhile, the National Immunisation Advisory Committee has considered the deaths of 23 frail elderly people in Norway following the administration of a COVID-19 vaccine. The NIAC noted that this did not imply the vaccine caused the deaths. It said vaccination offers the best opportunity to protect people in residential care and said vaccination rollout here should continue as planned. But it also said that assessment of risk should be carried out in certain patients to take account of the timescale of the response to the vaccine and that it's not appropriate to vaccinate people if their expected duration of life is less than the length it takes for the vaccine to take effect.
A new report has found that COVID-19 is having a severe and disproportionate impact on vulnerable children. The Child Care Law Reporting Project has found instances of severe neglect as well as addiction and domestic violence. Our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell.
The Child Care Law Reporting Project publishes regular reports from the courts where orders are made relating to children in care. It collects and analyses the data and publishes it on an anonymous basis. The project's director, Dr. Carol Coulter, said the COVID-19 pandemic had been difficult for all children, but had a disproportionate impact on the most vulnerable. Some children in care have been deprived of meaningful access visits with their parents, and assessments essential to their future care have been reduced or delayed. Parents with addiction or mental health issues are also having difficulties accessing therapy that might help them overcome their problems and be reunited with their children. Dr. Coulter also raised instances of severe neglect, such as children in two separate cases who were hospitalised with infections caused by head lice infestations. This raised an issue, she said, about whether the prolonged closure of schools meant teachers had been cut off from protecting vulnerable children and the neglect had gone unnoticed for too long. She suggested the government should consider early vaccination for child protection workers and foster carers to try to reduce the impact as much as possible.
The CEO of the Beacon Hospital in Dublin has said he will meet officials from the HSE later today to discuss a revised agreement aimed at having the hospital provide additional capacity for the health system as it deals with COVID-19. The Beacon is the only private hospital not to sign up to a deal to provide up to 30% of their capacity. Speaking on this programme, Michael Cullen said the revised document addresses concerns raised.
I think it would be really disappointing if we weren't able to reach an agreement. I'm delighted that this agreement seems to address our concerns. And once we're able to control our own hospital, we're more than happy to sign the HSE agreement.
Some 4,000 people who have not been able to become Irish citizens because of COVID-19 restrictions will be able to do so under a temporary system that comes into effect from today. A statutory declaration signed in the presence of an official witness will replace citizenship ceremonies. Mary Regan reports.
The last citizenship ceremonies held in early March saw 5,000 people from 135 countries welcomed as Irish citizens. But as a result of COVID restrictions, no in-person ceremonies have been held since, contributing to a backlog of 24,000 applications. Some 4,000 of those are in the final stages and would have received a certificate of naturalisation if the ceremonies had proceeded. But from today, a signed and witnessed statutory declaration will replace the ceremonies to secure Irish citizenship. The Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, said this is a temporary arrangement which she hopes will bring certainty to people whose applications have effectively been put on hold because of the pandemic.
Gardaí have said that despite widespread compliance with the 5-kilometre travel restrictions across the country, over 170 fixed charge notices were issued to motorists in County Wicklow at the weekend. More than 200 cars were turned around and cautions issued to drivers on Saturday alone. Elsewhere, one Garda checkpoint in County Longford issued 30 fixed charge notices yesterday, with more than 70 cars turned around. The US and several European governments have demanded the release of Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny, who was arrested yesterday on his return to Moscow. The activist was returning from Germany, 5 months after he was almost killed in a nerve agent attack he blamed on Russian authorities. President Vladimir Putin's government denies poisoning Mr. Navalny. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Centra. Staying close to home is how we all live every day right now. So know that at Centra, we have everything you need.
Some bright spells in the north and east this morning, but becoming overcast and misty with scattered outbreaks of light rain and drizzle in the southwest, moving northeastwards. A band of more persistent rain will move into the southwest later. Highest temperatures 5 to 10 degrees, coolest in the north.